I don't know what's more confusing, learning astrology or just being a human. Moonday Musings is here to help with that. A weekly no-bullshit guide for the upcoming cosmic forecast and how you can actually use this in your real life. Happiest Monday to you. Happiest Moon Day to you, neighbor. Welcome back to Moonday Musings. Oh my gosh. Honestly, don't tell the regular episodes, but I think I might have been even more excited for the return of Moonday than the regular podcast episodes. And that's saying something because I'm really enjoying the episodes I've already recorded for this season and all the ideas that have just been coming to me. That's definitely been the coolest part about taking a break is I feel, oh my God, it's crazy how much more aligned with my creativity I'm feeling. It's crazy. But there's still plenty of adjusting over here for my family and myself. I definitely found myself realizing, oh, I think that I kind of expected once we moved, everything would just fall into place and get easier and easier. And everything kind of had to get hard. I don't know if it was harder, but everything kind of had to get hard and stressful in order to kind of pave the way for that. So navigating plenty over here. I will definitely say that. If there's one thing I just want to be upfront and honest about, yes, with you in the neighborhood, but ultimately with myself, especially when I'm here in this platform, in this capacity, is I'm still going through a lot and I'm still adjusting. It's so crazy. It's so surreal feeling and it's amazing being out here. I'm so proud of us and I'm so proud of myself. And it's super hard. It's super hard. And no matter how much you want a big change like this and how excited you are, it is still this huge thing. It's this huge, completely different life. And, you know, I'm feeling like the missing now. And that's okay. I'm holding all the space for that. And I want my... like transparency of like how I'm moving through this big life transformation in my personal and my professional life. I want it to help inspire you. I want it to help you make those connections in yourself. I really do want to move through this in a way that I would advise and mentor someone I'm working with to move through it. And the truth is that this adjustment period, probably the entire first year that we're here, is going to be a hell of a lot harder than I ever could have anticipated. And how could I? You know, I didn't know it was going to be like, I've never done this before. I've lived in the same friggin' 15-mile radius where I was friggin' born my entire life, you know, first 32 years of my life. So I am working on being really patient with myself and the freaking just outpouring of love and support from all of you makes it so much easier to remind myself, just like what we talked about on the first episode of season 5, how to actually give a shit about myself and follow through with that, with my actions. So, hi. Welcome back to Moonday Musings. If this is your first time here, hi, I'm Dani. As you could tell, lots happened for me this year. You can scroll back just a handful of episodes ago to the end of season 4 and hear all about the big adventure myself and my family have been on. It's been quite a ride, but so, so fucking beautiful. If this is your first time here, just know that Moonday Musings, this is a weekly astrocast where I am going to take you with me to dive into the week's cosmic forecast. And essentially, I open up and I channel messages of guidance based on our collective planetary transits. So we always start the show with a little self-check-in because at the top of the week, it's just so easy with how fast-paced and going through the motions our lives can be. It's so easy to forget to take a moment, a brief pause with yourself, get really fully present with your current energy, just how it is, get into a nice state of what I would call grounded present reflection. And listen in to what your energy is telling you right now. So we do this on Moon Day episodes so that it provides everybody this regular, consistent, weekly reminder. It certainly does that for myself as well, which is what I love about Moon Day. And so many of you reached out to me during the season break and talked to me about how much you're missing Moon Day. And I mean, all of you were just, again, wildly loving and supportive of my time off. And I could not be more grateful. But we all definitely talked about how we're missing Moon Day. And I'm like, trust me, I'm missing Moon Day too. So I'm so excited to be back here. Let's take some really nice, deep, cleansing, grounding breaths together so that we can just kind of bring a little bit of stillness and awareness to this moment. So whether you're driving right now, you're sitting, you're standing, you're walking around, I want you to continue doing whatever you're doing safely in this moment and allow yourself to come to as much of a pause as you can in whatever it is that you're doing while you listen to this right now. So if it is safe and you do feel called to close your eyes right now, you absolutely can. You place your hands wherever you feel called to them, called to right now. Sometimes I place them over my heart. Sometimes they feel really grounded, just resting on the top of my thighs. Sometimes I go palms up and I'm opening myself up to the universe and to my higher self. So wherever feels most comfortable for you right now, I want us to take a nice, big, deep breath in and gently release all the way. Push that all the way out. Another even deeper breath in again. Really from the bottom of your lungs, widen your belly. Gently release and push all of the air out of your lungs again. And one last one, when you're ready, big, deep, really make it count. Breathe in, fill yourself all the way up, and release, exhale, push out all of that air again. Let your breath come to a natural pace at this point and allow your awareness at this moment to fully come into your body. Your physical body, your ethereal body are beautifully woven together in this life. And when we take a moment to come in and be present with them, we receive all the information that we need to meet our needs and take care of ourselves. Maybe there's a part of your body physically kind of reaching out to you right now. This could be in the form of feeling some tension, irritation, even some pain. You might notice that it's more of your ethereal body, an emotion, a feeling, or certain thoughts that are coming through very strongly for you right now. Don't judge any of these messages. Don't even try to start asking why and where they came from. Simply listen. Receive this information from yourself. Allow yourself to now tap into your inner power, your magic, your energy. It might look like a glowing light it might look like a certain type of color, maybe even a shape that emanates from you. And I want you to send this magic, this power, to whatever part of you is calling out to you right now. And all you're sending is validation, right? I hear you. I'm receiving this message. I hold you. I hold space for you. You matter. All of that wonderful, wonderful language that helps us feel seen and supported and heard. If we can't do this for ourselves, we really can't do it nearly as effectively for other people as we might think that we can. So this is the best starting point. Take another couple, just nice cleansing breaths at your own space, your own pace. Come back if you've had your eyes closed. Bring your energy back to a little bit more of an elevated place. We'll jump into our astro forecast. You'll probably notice that I don't edit a lot out of my show. Anybody that runs a podcast or is thinking about it, I want you to take stock from me here and stop editing the living shit out of your episodes. Stop scripting the living hell out of yourself. It's okay to script, especially if it helps you record and feel comfortable while you're recording. I just mean let go of perfectionism, because I promise you that's why people will connect with you. And it's why I don't edit things out like that, because it doesn't make that little meditative moment or that moment of grounding and presence, it doesn't make it any less sacred. It doesn't make it any less effective because I accidentally said your own space instead of your own pace. And I just love leaving little teaching opportunities like that here organically for you. So you're welcome. Let's dive into the astro forecast for the week. This week, we are mainly focusing, we're pretty much focusing all the way on full moon in Aries. It's this week, my friends, Friday, September 29th. That's right. If you can believe it, October is almost here. September, as usually, is a blink of a goddamn eye. I feel like it is every single month, especially, or every single year, because I get so excited for it to be here. And then it's just gone in a flash, which is not the worst thing in the world, because I love October so much, but I do love September a lot, and it is always crazy how fast it flies by. Now, September 29th, Friday at 5:57 a.m. Eastern time, we have full moon in Aries at 6 degrees, okay? This means that the moon will be at 6 degrees of Aries, while the sun will be exactly opposite that. My Lord, this is what I get for recording during Mercury retrograde. It's actually the last day of Mercury retrograde too. This is where the sun will be, is in Libra. 6 degrees of Libra is where the sun will be. So when you're looking at this full moon in your chart, you want to first bring your eyes to both of those places. Don't focus solely, singularly, only on Aries, on where the moon is, because we wouldn't have the full moon if it wasn't being illuminated by the sun. This is very, very, very important. It adds just a whole other layer of flavor of interpretation when we're taking this into consideration. So this week, leading up to the full moon in Aries, the moon is going to be starting today, Monday, September 25th, in the sign of Aquarius. It'll then move into the sign of Pisces tomorrow, Tuesday evening, Eastern time. It will stay there until Thursday, the 28th. Thursday, the 28th, also in the evening, Eastern time, is when the full moon portal opens. So when the moon moves into the sign where it will be full, and the same goes for a new moon, this is where we would say the full moon portal is now open. It's at its strongest, technically. This is happening at 8:17 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday the 28th. Then Friday the 29th, like I said, at 5:57 a.m. Eastern, we have the full moon at 6 degrees of Aries. The moon will stay there until Saturday the 30th, later in the evening. The moon will move into Taurus, and we will round out our week with the moon in Taurus, just to give you an idea of the moon scope so that you can take a look in your chart and see what areas of life and what placements and characteristics and different themes that the moon is going to be bringing up and activating for you this week. Now, this full moon is super interesting. They all are, aren't they? Yes. And this is what I love about astrology. We have a lot going on, but we only have one, other than the full moon itself, we only have one other planetary transit or aspect happening that day at an exact point. We are in the midst of many just current, open, active aspects, but only one additional will be reaching its full peak exact moment on full moon day. There are lots and lots of moons, full moons and new moons where lots of transits reach their, or again, aspects, where a lot of aspects reach their culmination point, reach their exact moment. And I always think it's really interesting the days where we have a little bit of lower energy as far as exact aspects go. And it kind of brings our attention even harder, even more poignant, even more focused on this one aspect. And for this full moon, that is going to be Venus in Leo squaring Uranus retrograde in Taurus. This is happening at 22 degrees. You can take a look in your chart. Take a look at fire signs and earth signs and fixed signs. And you want to be looking around the 22-ish degree mark. You can give it a little bit of wiggle room on either side of that number, by the way. And it's still a pretty strong aspect that it's forming in your chart. And I mean, let's break these characters down a little bit. Venus is a planet of love and beauty. But when we really add depth and nuance to that very simple, concise label, it's what we truly value and hold most dear and most special in this life. It's whatever love and beauty means to us on both the most simple and surface level all the way to the deepest level here on Earth, okay? Uranus is a planet of rebellion, revolution. And so there is sometimes a form of destruction that comes with Uranus. It does bring with it a bit of that lightning bolt. Part of it is its natural unpredictability, and part of it is its mission in being a revolutionary, which usually means the ending or destruction of a system, set of values, a culture, a way of life, a way of belief or thinking. That is, specifically when it comes to Uranus, harming the well-being of all. Uranus comes in and it has a tough job to do, and it definitely has a rough reputation to go right along with that. We all see Uranus make aspects in our chart and all of us go, okay, what the fuck is this going to look like? And I definitely get that. And Uranus had to sign up for a really tough job to do, because the truth is that we can find ourselves in situations where we need that lightning bolt to come in. where we don't realize we've been going through the motions so much, we're not able to see nearly how damaging it is, and especially for the long term, for the greater good of all. Enter Uranus. It's kind of like when Mother Nature has its answer for invasive species, you know, these different ways that the Earth has throughout history, throughout its entire existence, it's found ways to control essentially and to bring balance ultimately again. It's very, very much tower vibes I'm talking about here. And everyone, you know, kind of freaks out with the tarot card, with the tower card and tarot. But again, it is an archetype around us and within us that is such a difficult yet necessary job. And it actually has a very sacred job if you look at it this way, as, you know, its duty to create an end or create radical change in the name of the greater good. Because what is happening is so self-destructive, everything could collapse in on itself, honestly. So every time you see the Tower card come up, every time you see Uranus making an aspect, especially like during this Aries full moon, I want you to remember and remind yourself that anything that it feels like Uranus strikes down with its lightning, it was probably a lot more destructive, especially in the long term, than you're able to realize. So, what does this mean? Venus squaring Uranus on the day of the Aries full moon. Well, keep in mind, not only is the sun in Libra, but Mars, who is the ruler of Aries, is also in Libra right now. So it's in its sign of detriment, aka the opposite sign of the one that it rules, and where it feels the most comfortable. It's now where it feels the most challenged. We also have the North Node in Aries right now. So we have a lot of energy pulling us to Aries. We have a lot of equally significant energy pulling us to Libra. And I really, when I look at the energy of this full moon, I did really feel connected to this idea of the lightning striking. And I think as a forecast, this is going to sound kind of scary and kind of intimidating. And right now, if that's how you're responding to this, I want you to take a nice big deep breath, first of all. And I want you to remind yourself that astrology, life, our experience here, it happens for us, not to us. So there's no need to feel like we're being punished or that there's something to fear. And instead, I want everybody now to tap into their own inner Aries. You got Aries in your chart, even if you don't have placements there. And this full moon, my friend, is definitely going to light up that area of life. So I want everyone to tap into their inner Aries. I want everyone to tap into their inner warrior. Because here's what I fucking love about Aries. Aries the Ram, and this is definitely what can get it into trouble a little bit sometimes, but Aries the Ram doesn't give a fuck and is going in, and regardless of consequences, we are charging full steam ahead. That's what we're doing. Let's fucking go. This is all quintessential Aries energy. Yes, maybe something scary is going to happen. Yeah, maybe we're going to get hurt. Maybe somebody else is. And you know what? This is life, and life is messy, and that's what makes it beautiful, and that's what makes it real. And so we go, charge ahead. Like, this is exactly the energy I feel for this full moon. That yes, there might be some unexpected twists, turns, mic drops. It might look different for everybody, but yeah, I could see the lightning crashing. I also think that it's like really meant to just bring out everyone's inner badass. Let the lightning strike. Let it strike flames all around you. Burn it all down. Just kidding. No, but let the fire burn. Let the flames burn. I really, really think that leaning into this Aries moon with this balance of having Mars in Libra, there is the potential, there is the opportunity to tap into our own inner badass, our own inner warrior, and it simply reverberate off of each of us so that we're each benefiting from it and we're feeding and fueling into each other. And it's this really empowering experience that we can share. That's how I see this anyways. So I think that, yes, you could see some conflicts come to a head, okay? Watch out and be on the lookout for fighting just for the sake of fucking fighting. And don't, my friend, do the Aries thing where you're just on the lookout for other people doing that to you. I mean, I want you to have your own checks and balances here, okay? Checking your motives. Listen to your gut instincts and check your motives along the way. I want you to be aware of fighting just to fight, but still speak up and stand up for yourself and others in need. I really do see this beautiful radiating energy that everyone can benefit from, everyone tapping into their own inner warrior. I fight for the underdog, you know? And really rippling out to create a very empowering experience for the collective. So long as we choose it, you know? So long as we choose it, we accept that responsibility and we accept what it means to be brave. You know what it means to be brave? You still do it scared. Quoth Elise Myers. If you don't already follow the amazing Elise Myers on TikTok and Instagram, you need to. You need to. All right, my friends, it is time for our weekly card pull. Wherever you're sitting or standing, shake out or roll out your energy a little bit. You can stretch your arms, your legs. And I want you to focus your energy on that beautiful center of yours, just like we did during the self-check-in. Bring your awareness nice front and center to this moment, and then open yourself up to any insights, any guidance, any inspiration or messages that you may be seeking or needing at this time. This is super interesting already. We are using the Deviant Moon Tarot Deck by Patrick Valenza and the Oracle of Oddities by Claire Goodchild. She also makes the Antique Anatomy Tarot. This is a super old Oracle deck of hers, and I just love it. It's the only Oracle deck I read reversals for, and we got a double reversey today. This is so interesting. Oh my God, these cards go together so much. We've got a very multifaceted message here. We've got Three of Pentacles reversed, and then we have the Listen card reversed. And the Listen card is this ear, okay, with like beautiful botanica growing out of the ear from within the eardrum, but it's reversed. Now, let's start with this Three of Pentacles. If you know anything about Three of Pentacles, this is a card of teamwork, collaboration, connection, coming together, and when we do, the results that we're able to create and build with one another. It's a really beautiful energy. When we have this card in reverse, sometimes this can look like somebody who's not willing to play well with others. This is somebody who can be resisting connection and collaboration. It also, however, can be an indicator that right now this is supposed to be a solo trip. This is supposed to be a solo gig. Here's how I kind of interpret these cards with the energy of the Aries full moon we have coming up. First and foremost, especially with this being in Aries, there is an emphasis on self, individual self. Make no mistake there. And I think that we are definitely being reminded, gently nudged here, that we don't want to let that spill over into being like hard to be around, hard to get along with, someone who's never willing to work with others, someone who's decided they can and should do all of it literally on their own forever. We ain't born by ourselves here on earth for a reason. We're born around all these people, and we form all these different kinds of connections and preferences, and we like some and we don't like some, and we love some and we hate some. We're born into that experience for a reason. We're not supposed to experience all of this alone. So don't let that spill over into like willful ignorance or inflated arrogance. I do think that there is an emphasis on self, though. And I also felt like the inverted ear of listen was also like, turn that listening inward a little bit, because you might be one of these people that have been in a place of like getting a lot of approval, really looking for permission outside of yourself, needing others to give you, asking your environment to give you what you need to feel right inside. And in a lot of ways, this message is like, this is an inner thing, friend. This is an inside deal. This is really, really powerful. This makes so much sense with the energy of the full moon. I absolutely love this reading so much. Ugh. And it just felt so good to give it to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time today, this moon day, my friend. I am so excited to be back here. I love that season 5 is underway. Things are just feeling so aligned, so creative, and so expansive. And even though it's like super hard adjusting to new life, everything is just made all the worthwhile, and so much of it is because of my connection with you. So thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your support. I hope that today was helpful. I hope that it was informational in some way and maybe even a little inspiring for you. So I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your week. I can't wait to talk to you again on Friday. And make sure that in the meantime, y'all stay safe, have a little bit of fun, and of course, stay magical out there. Did you get something valuable out of today's show? Here's how you can help continue to grow our magic. First, you can head over to Apple or Spotify and leave a 5-star rating and review. You can also share a shout out on your social media page and make sure you tag me at thatwitch.nextdoor. And of course, you can just tell a friend that you think would enjoy the show and send them a link to the episode. Thank you so much, neighbor, for your support. I'll see you next time.